USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump and Joe Biden are debating in Cleveland. They were asked if scientists can be trusted regarding COVID-19.
There's millions of scientists, there's thousands of scientists out there that don't work for him. Their job doesn't depend on him. That's not, they're the people, they're, and by
I
the
spoke
way.
Spoke to the scientists that are in charge.
By the way.
They will have the vaccine very soon.
Do you believe for a moment what he's telling you in light of all the lies he's told you about the whole issue relating to COVID? He still hasn't even acknowledged that he knew this was happening, knew how dangerous it was going to be back in February, and he didn't even tell you. He's on record as saying it. He panicked or he just looked at the stock market. One of the two, because guess what? A lot of people died.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Alaroot listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
President Trump's pick for the Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett, has been officially nominated for the bench. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor mocked concerns from Democrats that she would move to strike down the Affordable Care Act.
Mother of seven, including multiple children who were born or adopted facing pre-existing medical challenges, is just itching to block families like hers from accessing medical care. What a joke.
Several Democrats refused to meet with Judge Barrett. Her confirmation hearings are expected to get underway in October. The Senate also advanced a stopgap measure that will keep the government running through December 11th. Stocks were off today. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 131 points, the S&P 500 down 16, and the NASDAQ Composite down 32. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was laid to rest in a private burial at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. She was buried next to her late husband, Martin Ginsburg. Ruth Bader Ginsburg died on September 18th after a battle with metastatic pancreatic cancer. The burial ended more than a week of ceremonies and memorials to honor the second woman to be confirmed to the Supreme Court. Ginsburg is survived by two children, Jane and James, and four grandchildren. Military suicides are on the rise, and USA Radio's Don Hunt has that story.
Military suicides have increased by as much as 20% this year compared to the same period in 2019, and some incidents of violent behavior have spiked as service members struggle under COVID-19, war zone deployments, national disasters, and civil unrest. While the data is incomplete and the causes of suicide are complex, Army and Air Force officials say they believe the pandemic is adding to the stress of an already strained force. And senior Army leaders who say they've seen about a 30% jump in active duty suicide so far this year said they're looking at shortening combat deployments. Such a move would be part of a broader effort to make the well-being of soldiers and their families the Army's top priority, overtaking combat readiness and weapons modernization. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.